We're here on New Road. It's Fringe City. There are people doing sound checks, and I've just bumped into, I'm going to try and say this,
Valerio Sala.
Valerio Sala, and the show is called Unbelievable. Tell us about it.
I cannot tell a lot. It's just, it's going to be unbelievable. I go to sing, I go to dance, and go to tell about food, Italian food.
What is surreal stand-up comedy? Which is what it says on your flyer.
It's a stand-up comedy, but there is no, it's not right, stand-up comedy, it's comedy.
Comedy.
But it's stand-up comedy, because I'm standing, then it's going to be a stand-up comedy,
And is this a show you've done? Have you done this in Italy?
No, I started the, this one is the, my first, is the debut show, it's going to be the first one.
Okay, and how do you find your funny? How do you make your material?
No, I don't find at all myself funny. I just people laugh. I don't know why.
And then you're surprised about that.
I'm surprised about that. And then I just go on stage. People laugh. I'm really surprised about this.
Do you ever laugh at yourself?
Never. No, I don't.
You don't. There's a tiny smile there.
I find myself unfunny, really unfunny. Then when I listen my video, my recording, I see my videos, I cannot get it. It just, but it's something that I put in comedy. It is part of my life. That's why I like to go on stage and say things and stuff, because it's part of my life. That's me, make me feel happy. When I go to the stage, you're just looking forward. It's me.
So it's a kind of drug or therapy?
It's a drug. It's addiction.
Yeah.
It's really addiction. Yeah. Then it's addictive, It's everything you like. Like, you can play chess in the internet if you like. You can start to play all day, or poker, whatever it is. It's or a drug. You can add it maybe to remove a problem in your life. Then you do something that make you forget things that make you suffer in life, and go on stage is something that do the job.
When you go on stage, do you know what you're going to say, or is it improvised?
I know what I got a plan A, but plan A always go out on. I stick on the plan, but you have to interact with the audience, because it's stand-up comedy. It's not only about you. Is you and the audience, then it's like the audience dictate how fast you have to deliver your sets. Then you need the reaction from the audience to understand. I love this kind of interaction. It's not like an interactive show. It's a normal show with the sets, everything. But each show is different, because you have to add something different. How you express your posture, your body language change continually. Depends who is on stage or in front of you. No?
Does an Italian audience laugh at different things to a British audience?
Yeah, I think my material wouldn't work in Italy. That I'm doing here, then it's completely. I'm quite English in the way I do stuff, and deadpan, I don't move too much. Italian comedian always move a lot of energy. I always admire the English comedy, stand-up comedy. That's why it's not I decide the style. It's me. When I was in Italy, I was doing some jokes with friends, English humor, just to take a piece of me, no? This is English humor. And then, because in Italy it's nonsense, no? It's nonsense, no?
And is this your first time at Brighton Fringe?
Last year I was a split show, and this year is going to be my solo show.
Thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you very much.